What's up? This is Raina Says, and this is a car ride vent. So today my mom was talking to my grandfather, and she was telling him that I have plans of potentially getting into real estate. And she was saying, Raina is one of those people that goes from concept to realization, like, in a split second. Like, reality, I should say. She was like, you know, she'll be talking about an idea, and the next thing you know, she did it. Like, she doesn't play around, like, with, you know, thinking too deeply and long into it or whatever. And I will tell you that I was not always this way. I used to be one of those people that had paralysis by analysis, meaning I was analyzing stuff so much that I was incapable of making a decision. I had so many variables and so much thought, and I put so much work into just thinking and gathering information and brainstorming that I wasn't able to actually commit to a decision and commit to an act. I just would put it off and procrastinate and wait and just, like, something else would come up that would take my attention and I would just put it on the back burner. And I've learned that for people like myself that need to work for themselves at some point, that need to, you know, have some type of autonomy and need to be able to have control over their life and themselves, like, one thing I've learned is jump in. I've talked about on this show multiple times before, entrepreneurship is like running off a cliff and building a plane on the way down. And it can be scary, because what if you don't get all those pieces together in time and you crash and burn? But the reality is that you'll never crash and burn so bad that you can't, you know, heal yourself, get back together, and try it again. And I think that we need to be comfortable with the idea that regardless if you're an entrepreneur, but in anything that you decide you want to do, at some point, you have to jump. At some point, you have to push yourself to make the decision and go for it. We cannot always be so scared to live life that we don't live it at all. So it's one of those things where we have to definitely, you know, push ourselves. It can be scary too for myself. You know, I want to get into real estate. I know that although I have a lot of understanding of finance and a lot of understanding on investing, I'm not as familiar with real estate. There's a lot of variables I'm not aware of. But I have been doing my due diligence. I've been doing my research. I've been talking to the right people. I've been rubbing shoulders with the right people. I've been researching. I've been reading. I've been listening. I've been, you know, watching podcasts, all that stuff. So I've been making my everyday life what I want for myself. You know, if I have free time, I'm watching a YouTube video on real estate. If I have free time, or even if I don't have free time, I make time to talk to people that do what I want to do. And to get to know this world that I want to get into. And, you know, then I do take my expertise that I've had in the past to understand a little bit more about, like, what they're asking me to do. And I also, with that, there is a caveat. There is a little side note to that, which is, although I want you to be able to go after your dreams and not get so wrapped up in trying to do things perfectly that you don't ever do them at all, you know, there is a certain amount of due diligence that we owe ourselves, where we make sure that did you do research? Did you really learn this? Did you really understand this for real? Do you understand what this means? Does this make sense? Have you seen a couple different scenarios of how this situation might work out? Or have you done enough research on here or on this? Do you understand, like, what it means when someone says that there's a down payment and closing costs? Do you know what it means when they talk about reserves and what a 203k loan is and all these things? Like, are you aware? And all, obviously, these questions are to myself. These are things that I want to understand. Do I get this when someone randomly says a word that I don't understand? Am I trying to, like, act like I get it and keep moving, and then I'm going to be in a situation that I can't get out of? No. So it does require a certain amount of humility to understand that you don't know anything, and get to a point where you at least feel confident and comfortable and then move forward. With that being said, like I said, I want to get into the real estate game, but I was feeling a little bit like maybe I was being rushed by my lender, and that I was jumping a little too fast before I did do my due diligence. And because I felt like someone else was trying to rush me, I slowed down. So I didn't feel like I was rushing myself, but I felt like I was being pushed to go a little bit faster than I planned on. So I slowed down. And I'm comfortable with that because I've been in sales for my entire life. And I know when someone tries to push you a little too fast, it's not really about you anymore. It's about them. So, you know, I hope that this short little message is more so about if you have something that you've been wanting to do. Let's say you want to buy a home. Let's say you want to apply for that job or quit that job or, you know, propose to that girl or, you know, leave your husband or, you know, have a baby, whatever it is. Do your due diligence. Take your time to really understand things. But at some point, make a decision and go. Like, we only have one life to live, y'all. We have one life. We have no idea how much longer we have here. And I don't want to live this life not, you know, doing everything that I wanted to do. Not feeling like I tried. Not feeling like I really put my best effort in. And did everything I could to feel and be happy. And one thing that would make me happy is building residual income and being able to travel the world and live a happy life. And I have to do things that will help me to get there. So do not get stuck on paralysis by analysis. Do not get stuck on procrastinating. If someone else isn't doing it, that doesn't mean you shouldn't. Follow people that inspire you and that motivate you to be the best and to do the best and go for whatever is yours. And that's it. That's my car event. All right, guys. As you guys know, follow me on Instagram at Raina Says. Follow me on my Facebook page at Raina Says podcast page. I always love to hear your thoughts. I love to hear your feedback. Even if you don't agree with me, I'm okay with that. Just, you know, give me some feedback if you want to. Otherwise, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.